The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
All right. We're going to get our wings on. We're going to get our gamble on. We're going to talk a little football. We're going to do it all. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
It's
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Big City Wings in Spring. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, John Lee, the master, back in studio keeping us on air as we broadcast live from Big City Wings in Spring. So for you Spring Blitzers, this is your place to be. Grand opening today, and just really looking forward to having a fun show out here at Big City Wings. Another great setup, like all of the Big City Wings. It's a fantastic setup, so come on out and check it out. If you want to get in, well, we're not taking calls because we're on the road, but you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at my name Jong, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And yes, the text line is working today. So it's a Friday, man. Let's have some fun. The weekend is officially here. What's going on, Hoffman?
Sports and stuff like that, man. What's going on with you?
Not much, man.
You ready to party?
I am.
All right.
Drank too much last night.
I didn't drink too much, but I drank last night, and it was fun. It was nice to be back in the saddle.
Yeah, I drink too much, but that's thank God for Thrive. I mean, I feel like 100% today. I'm ready to rock and roll. So, you know, I know I don't have one of those today, but, man, that stuff works.
It saved the day, huh?
Yeah. So it was kind of a combination of alcohol and other stuff. So,
yeah.
You know, but, no, ready to rock and roll today, man. We got some great stuff on Sports Map, including your UFC preview is up. And got the Breeders' Cup picks are up there. For those of you, if you're playing today or tomorrow, the first race, I had a 20-1 shot that did not do anything. But
well, that sucks.
I've got two more bets today. Unfortunately, one of them has been bet down to the favorite. He was 10-1 in the morning line. Not happy about this. So
told you that was going to happen. You're too much of an influencer.
I put all my bets in, and then I looked up, and this guy's 5-2. I'm like, what? What? Oh, well. But, yeah, so we'll have RJ on to talk a little NFL. That was kind of a turd of a game last night. How bad are the Raiders right now?
They're so bad. I can't believe I bet money on that team. I mean, what a disastrous squad that is. That's just an embarrassing performance. No heart, no anything shown.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's, I mean.
I'll be honest. I thought +2 was a gift.
It really felt that way, right?
A third string quarterback.
That guy just rolled them.
Yeah, and actually, when it was 14-3, I went in and did an in-game bet on the Raiders at that point, figuring, okay, they'll come back. Nope, not even close. But yeah, I don't know what the hell's going on with that franchise, but that looks like a team that's just completely given up. And, you know, I really wonder what's going to happen with Derek Carr there. If he and Gruden are just – if that's even going to work.
Did you see how many snaps Bruce Irvin played last night?
I didn't.
He's the highest-paid player or highest-paid defender on the Raiders. Makes $8 million this season. Played 9 snaps last night. And
is that good or
that's
or
not that a not lot? Two of the snaps came with the Raiders in goal line defense. That means of the team's 23 snaps in nickel, Irvin played 7, and he played a season low 24 snaps last week. So they're just reducing his role. And Gruden says it's because we're a 4-3 team now, so in the base defense, he doesn't really fit what we need. But don't you kind of have to do some work him in somehow?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, and we've talked about this a lot with coaches, you should adjust to your talent. You should figure out if that's your best guy.
If you're not flexible enough to,
right,
you know.
If it's, oh, well, this is a 4-3 and he can't play in a 4-3, well, mix it up a little bit. You know, I mean, use him like a 3-4 end. Dude, that's one thing Romeo Crennel does really well. It's like, technically, yeah, it's a 3-4 base, but if you watch it, I mean, they're doing all kinds of different things to free up J.J. Watt, to free up Jadeveon Clowney, and they have all kinds of lineups. I think to just say, well, he doesn't fit this system, to me, that's one of the things that concerned me about Gruden from the beginning is, you know, this is a guy who never was that flexible before. Now that he's been in the boot for this long, and that a good coach adjusts to what he has.
Yeah.
And that's not adjusting. But, oh, well, they're
– You see A.J. McCarron come in last night. Basically plays almost the entire fourth quarter. It was pretty obvious that they weren't coming back, but I don't necessarily think that Derek Carr was the biggest problem they had. Derek Carr was 16 of 22. I mean,
he's quietly just completing a ton of passes this year. Now, he's not putting up great, great numbers, but he's been solid all year.
He doesn't have time to get anybody downfield.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys are on him, and I mean, his own linemen are getting bull rushed into him. It's just a really pathetic team, and I don't know, you know, they may be just tanking at this point, looking for that first pick. I don't know what they plan to do with that first pick, but if I'm the first, I don't want to go to the Raiders right now.
Yeah, if I'm Ed Oliver, I'm probably tanking at the combine.
Yeah,
that is not a place you want to go. But I mean, I'm guessing they're probably going to look quarterback and move on from Derek Carr, and I think that would be a mistake. But
I think that'd be I don't know that that's even possible from a cost standpoint.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, it's what that franchise has become is just kind of an embarrassment to God and everybody. It's about all I can say about him.
Yeah, he's got. His contract was crazy. It was crazy from a signing bonus standpoint. If they got out next year, it'd be $7.5 million of dead cap.
It's really not that bad for a quarterback, but I mean,
he'd have $5.5 million the next year, $2.5 million the year after that. So that, I mean, you've got dead cap on your books from that guy for 3 years, and you paid him so much guaranteed, you know, like signing bonus money. That would be crippling to the Raiders.
Yeah, for a team that isn't exactly flush with money right now.
Right.
Now, once they get to Las Vegas, it'll be a different deal. But I'm not even from a money standpoint. I just think from a player standpoint, why would you do it?
I don't get it either. I know Derek Carr's not what he was, that's for sure. But he's not the biggest problem with this team. And sadly, I think John Gruden may be the biggest problem with that team.
Well, and is that shocking to anybody?
No.
All right, 713-780-3776 if you wish to text the show. We will be out here at Big City Wings in spring, the grand opening. I know it's a party now because Sam's here. So you know it's a big party at Big City Wings when he shows up. I didn't watch any of the college football last night.
Oh, I did.
Yeah?
Watched my boys from Ohio. That's what I watched.
Yeah?
They rolled. I'll be on watching Virginia tonight. So, yeah, it's been a It was a good start, at least for college last night. Not a great start for
the
NFL. And it knocked you out of the pool, huh?
Knocked me out of the pool right off the bat. And I felt really good about the rest of my picks. Actually, I felt really good about that one. So, it's one where you just go, okay, I was wrong. I'm out on the Raiders officially. I keep drawing lines through certain teams, Raiders, Giants. So I'm getting fewer and fewer teams that I can actually bet. But, yeah, the Raiders are off my list. They're automatically, I'm never making another bet on the Raiders, at least while Gruden's there.
Fair enough.
713-780-ESPN to text the show. And just a couple other things from last night. Did you see what Deion Sanders said about Derek Carr?
No.
They should dump him. Okay. I'm not quite sure what the...
There's a lot of teams out there that if they could get David Carr while the Raiders are paying him mostly, they'd love to have it. And that's what it would boil down to. I mean, because he's going to be making so much guaranteed money they do cut him.
Well, if they trade him, then it'll be like the Osweiler thing. You'll be able to get rid of some of that. But,
why would anybody trade for him? I mean, I guess
if I needed a quarterback, I would, absolutely.
But the problem for them is there's teams in their own division, Denver, could use a quarterback.
Yeah.
San Diego or L.A., the Chargers are eventually going to need a replacement for Phillip Rivers. If one of those teams ends up with Derek Carr and they, let's face it, the odds of the Chargers or the Broncos being better than the Raiders is pretty good. It's a pretty bad look for your franchise when you give that guy a bunch of money to leave and then he starts beating up on you.
I just have a feeling that Gruden is totally going to Chip Kelly this thing and get rid of all their best players.
It's pretty unbelievable what they're doing right now.
832 says, can I get a shout-out for my son, Jaden, who isn't feeling well? He's listening with me while stuck in traffic. That's got to suck if you don't feel well and you're stuck
for
in traffic.
For sure. Sports, so, man.
Yeah, there you go. 713-780-ESPN. Bunch of interesting texts here that I will get to when we return. But right now, I'm going to tell you about MyBookie, and that's where I'm playing the Breeders' Cup races today and tomorrow. It's where I'll be playing NFL, college football, you name it. And it's all on MyBookie. NBA, you want to play that. Hockey, you can play that. Once college basketball starts, when AJ's getting all his picks right, you can play it on MyBookie. If you're following Jerry Bowe and just killing his soccer, you can play it on MyBookie. And the best thing about MyBookie is when you win, they pay. A lot of these sites, man, it's work to get your money out. Not with MyBookie. They're safe. They're reliable. They've been in business for years. That's the only site I've been using for the last couple of years. And I tell you what, their customer service is fantastic. If you have any issues, they work with you. And it's just a great, great company. All you have to do is go to MyBookie.ag or go on your computer or mobile phone, Google MyBookie, and get your account started. Right now, they'll match your first deposit dollar for dollar. That's right, a dollar for dollar match on your deposit. This deal's not going to last much longer. Just use promo code RADIO to activate your offer. Just Google MyBookie today. That's MyBookie. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. MyBookie.
Stream us on your car Bluetooth with the ESPN 97.5 app.
You must do it.
Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Mmm, steaks and Bluetooth.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation, no breathing, don't give up.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Big City Wings in Spring. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live from Big City Wings in Spring. We've already had a couple people come up and say they came out just to see us that live in the area. So hopefully we'll have a lot more. Lamont brought something up with me that I kind of wanted to get to. Because I want to get a little bit of Texans and Broncos talk going. I kind of feel like this is a bad situation for the Texans. And I think the offensive line, I feel like, is going to struggle against the Broncos. But he brought up a pretty good point about J.J. Watt. I mean, that guy's been sucking wind at Reliant. What's it going to be like at Mile High?
Well, I think there's more than one guy that could fall into that category. Deshaun Watson, let's remember, I mean, he's healthy now, quote-unquote healthy, and he looked healthy last week. But if you 3 weeks ago that dude had a collapsed lung, now he's going to be playing at a mile elevation. There's no way he's in his best game shape 3 weeks after having a collapsed lung.
I mean, he looked a lot better last week than he did the week before, but I don't feel good about that.
And people don't take that, they don't take that altitude stuff seriously.
Yeah.
But it is a real thing. And when I went out to New Mexico to train, and that was at Elevate, and Albuquerque's like up there around the same as Denver. And I mean, I maybe trained for 5 minutes, and it felt like someone was just standing on my chest. It is brutal if you're not accustomed to it.
Yeah.
And most of these guys, not accustomed to it. So it's going to be it will be tough, especially, but I think especially, yeah, for JJ and Deshaun, who have, you know, shown already that they're not going to be in the best of shape this year.
Yeah, I do think there are some injuries on the Denver side that should help, but just looking at this game from a betting perspective, I think I got to play the Broncos. I mean, it's essentially a pick 'em. I mean, it's gone between pick 'em and Broncos minus one, and I just don't know that if the Broncos have done really well at home in limiting good teams, like the Rams and the Chiefs in particular. I mean, they didn't win those games, but those teams didn't run away and hide like they have with everybody else.
Yeah, the Broncos have one outlying game that's sort of confusing. They've got home wins against Seattle and Oakland and a road win against Arizona. None of those are, you know, unbelievable.
Right.
They lost at Baltimore. Okay.
Yeah, no shame in that.
Lost home and away to the Chiefs. But like you said, competitive in both by a total of 11 points in two games. Lost to the Rams by three. No shame there. They got blown out by the Jets at the Jets, which is that's when you go through their schedule and you see everything. That's like one of these things doesn't fit.
Right.
But you're right. They've played really competitive football games with really good teams. In those three games, the three games against the best teams they've played, Kansas City twice and the Rams, it's 14 total points and over three games. They're playing with these guys. And if they beat Seattle at home, I don't see why. I don't think the Texans are significantly better than Seattle. I mean, these
I think
are the,
kind of the same team, to be
honest
with you.
Yeah, this is the kind of team that they're capable of beating at home.
I also think a lot depends on the mentality around there from trading Thomas. If some of the players take that as an I quit move, then certainly that benefits the Texans. I would hope they don't, but you never. And maybe they're better. Maybe Cortland Sutton, this is his breakout game.
They could be. I think my biggest concern for the Broncos is, I mean, obviously, who do the Texans want to get the ball to? DeAndre Hopkins. And when Chris Harris is going to be on DeAndre Hopkins, they've got a chance to limit him. There is only – he's the only good guy in that secondary.
Yeah.
Though. They are a mess beyond him. Excuse me. Bradley Roby, Tremaine Brock, these guys – And Chris Harris, remember, normally plays in the slot. He moves all over the field, but he's not the type of player to just stick to one guy all game. If he were, I'd feel like I'd give them a better shot. But in this situation, you're talking about the only guy who's got any chance against Hopkins. Maybe he's playing on Kuti. I mean, that just seems like a giant waste.
Yeah.
And then the other guys that Hopkins will be matched up with, they just don't have a chance against a guy like him.
Yeah, and I'm just I guess I'm curious to see if the Texans offensive line can limit Von Miller and Chubb, then I think they'll be able to run the football and then they should be effective. But if they can't, then they're going to have a hard time scoring points, even with the secondary being in that kind of situation.
Does this feel like an under game to you?
Yeah, it does.
Because
it feels like an under game.
Don't you feel like both teams want to run the ball?
Yeah, definitely. And that's something that the Broncos have been able to do pretty well. And
Phillip Lindsay's a nice player.
Yeah. For an undrafted guy, he's turned into a really good player for them. I expect them both to try to run the football. And, yeah, I kind of feel like it's an under game. And I have a bad feeling about the Texans in this game. Yeah, I can't really explain it.
I don't have a very good feel for this side, but I think it's a close game. I think it's a field goal game either way. But yeah, I don't have a big feeling one way or the other. I do think that there's something to be said about the schedule the Broncos have played and the schedule the Texans have played.
Right.
And the Broncos have played much better teams. They are much more battle tested than the Texans are. And that could be a nice bonus for them.
I think at least you know what you're going to get out of them. I think they're going to show up. And I do think if the Texans continue to play at the level they have for the last 2 weeks, then they're the better team. But that's still a tough place to play, even if you're the better team. I don't know that they're going to play that way. I know that they have they've looked really good for 2 weeks in a row now in different ways. And if they can do that against Denver, if they play the same kind of game that they did maybe against Jacksonville, run the ball really effectively, don't ask Watson to have to do too much, and have your defense get out there and make a couple plays, because we do know Case Keenum will throw an interception.
Yeah.
We're all very aware of that. So if you can get a couple out of him from your defense, which I'm a little concerned about because the cornerbacks are – you don't know what you're going to have out there.
Right.
You know Joseph's not going to be out there. So I don't even know who's going to be playing corner for them. Obviously, the safeties are fine. But I do think that being in that situation should give the Broncos some opportunities to score some points. So, if they can scheme their way through it and get after Case Keenum, I think it'll be interesting.
Yep.
All right, 713-780-3776. If you wish to text the show, we're out here at Big City Wings. This is the grand opening of the location. It's on Kirkendall, and a really cool place.
Just north of 2920.
Yeah, yeah, very easy to find. If you're out in this area, you know the area real well. And hopefully you will come by and say hello, as many people have already.
All right, guys, and if you're looking for a bike, Republic Harley-Davidson, the only place to go in Houston. They are Houston's number one Harley dealer, over 200 bikes in inventory, the best customer service rating in the state of Texas, friendly staff, reliable and experienced, well-trained in every department. These guys know how to treat their customers. And they're now open 6 days a week, so they're open Mondays now. Double points in all departments on heavy-duty Mondays only at Republic Harley-Davidson. And they bring in your trade today. Check out the new bikes that they've got going. They've got the biggest selection of 2018s and 19s in Houston. They've got the bike you're looking for, whatever model, whatever color, whatever options, they have you covered with it. And if you're one of these guys, I haven't rode in a while, or I don't know how to ride at all, every weekend they've got classes for you. You can get signed up for one of those classes, and they'll get you going. Come see why Republic Harley-Davidson's Houston's number one Harley dealer. Stop in and visit them, 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, or always open at republichd.com.
That. To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Big City Wings in Spring. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Big City Wings. And I was a little excited on the break because the horse that I picked and bet won the race, 7-2. Now there's an objection against him.
Oh, no. Did he bump somebody?
He did, but I think the other horse actually did worse before that. So
now let's put it in this perspective, because you clearly have a bias here.
Right.
If your horse hadn't won and the other horse had done that to your horse, would you want him disqualified?
Well, yeah, because I have a different bias then. But looking at it, I don't think there's enough for them to do anything, especially in a million-dollar race. I've seen a lot worse that didn't get taken down. But the worst-case scenario, though, is I get moved down to second, which I would lose my win bet, which would suck. But I'd still have place and show.
Okay.
I bet him to win place and show, and I bet quite a bit on him to win place and show. So I'd really rather he stay.
There's no way he gets all the way disqualified out of the race?
No, the worst thing that happens is he'll get knocked down to second.
Okay.
Because he did bump the other horse, but the other horse was coming out on him as much as he was coming in. So I will be shocked if they make a change.
Okay.
Disappointed.
Appalled.
Pissed. How's that? Is that better?
That's right.
I'll be really pissed if they make a change there. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Somebody said, speaking of undrafted, what about Nick Mullins last night? That was a really good effort, and credit again to his coach. I mean, he's got a really good offensive mind there, and you know, he still has to go out there and play, but he put him in a really good position last night.
But it helps to have a guy who's got an offensive mind that's not stuck in 2005.
Yeah.
You know, and that's, unfortunately, that's what the Raiders have.
So we asked him opinion on sitting and starting Demaryius Thomas in fantasy football. I don't know how much, I mean, how many snaps do you expect him to see Sunday? I think if you have a better option, you might want to look at it, but if he's one of your receivers, you probably don't have a better option.
I went on with the morning show in Denver this morning, and they asked me how many snaps I would expect him to play. And I said, well, he's probably going to have to play more than the average wide receiver would have to play his first week with a new team because the Texans just don't have any bodies. So unless they're going to line up and run tight end plays all day, which, I mean, I guess that's entirely possible.
Which they've done before. Maybe.
And I guess we're going to have to assume that Kuti is fully healthy and is willing to take on a full workload, which I don't necessarily think is the case.
No.
I think he's going to have to be out there. Now, like you said, if you've got another reasonable option, I would take it.
Yeah. But I'm guessing most people don't. I mean, they probably drafted him relatively highly, at least as a W-2, so WR-2. So, yeah, I don't know. 713-780-ESPN. They're taking way too long with this objection. I'm not liking it. Stephen, the weather guy, says, not officially in the forecast yet, but depending on how fast the system moves, snow may be possible in Denver on Sunday.
Oh, boy.
It's going to be like in the 50s. Nick says, do you think this offense will be better with him? Yeah, I do. I think
better than it was with Will Fuller.
Yeah, because you know what, I know he's going to be out there every week.
Yeah,
and Will Fuller, you couldn't count on.
What I will say
is, he was great when he was out there, but you know,
if I were putting odds on it, I'd lean towards yes, it'll be better, but not necessarily because of him. Because I think that you're seeing Watson start to get healthy and Watson really start to kind of figure things out a little bit. Whereas early in the season, you're seeing a lot of 300-yard games, but there was a lot of junk time and a lot of bad decisions.
Yeah.
And the last couple games.
Interception in the end zone every game for a while there.
Yeah, the last couple games, you're starting to see him, you know, come through and look like what we all thought he would look like this year.
Yeah, and if that continues, and I think it will, and as he gets used to Thomas and Thomas plays more later on in the season, I think this offense has a chance to get a lot better. It takes pressure off Hopkins. And I also think having QT out there gives him another weapon, and it's a different weapon and one that can sort of mitigate the loss of Fuller a little bit because he can stretch the field. And that's – yeah. So, yeah, later on I think this offense has a chance to be very, very good. And as I said about Thomas, I'm probably jinxing him. Guy hasn't missed a game since 2011. So, yeah. I mean, that's just like Hopkins. Hopkins, I think people forget just how durable this guy is. It's one of the things that makes him great. Well, I kind of feel that way about Thomas. I feel like he's going to be out there on the field. So, and that alone, you're not wondering if the guy's playing or not.
Right.
Okay, I think they left it alone here, which is good for me.
Congratulations.
Yeah, it's a nice little score. Would have been better if he'd have been 10-1 like he was supposed to be.
Yeah.
But, hey. You
can't win every battle, Fred.
No, but you'd like to. So... Longhorn Dimitri said my defense is on bye, so I picked up the Raiders D because the Niners are awful.
Oh.
Yeah, bleep fantasy football.
And you had to think that was a good play, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's wild.
But, oh, well, that's just I wouldn't have thought they'd have been that bad. I thought they would have made a few plays
somewhere. Yeah, me
somewhere,
too. But they didn't.
You know, it's a shame because it's so much – I think the league's more interesting when the Raiders are good. But, you know, right now,
they're a long way from that. Who would you take neutral field, Raiders, Giants?
Oh, God, you picked my two least favorite teams. I'd take the Giants.
I think I might, too.
I'd hold my nose.
Man, that's crazy, right?
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, I think that's who I'd go with. All right, so for those of you who are still playing, next race, the 8 horse is my big play. And that's okay. It. That's it for the day. There's no more today. There's like four plays tomorrow. So we're 1 for 2, which all I needed to do was hit one to make money today.
All right. So then it's a win.
So I'm a happy camper. But, yeah. I still miss the days when it was just on one day, where it was just Saturday. Because then I could just lock in all day and, you know, flip between that and football. And in between races, watch football games. And now they've got it split over 2 days, and it's just a pain in the butt.
Yeah.
But, oh, well. What are you going to do? A lot of people are asking, do you believe Gruden saying players from all over the NFL are calling him wanting to play for the Raiders? No.
No.
No. Again, this is a society where we can just make stuff up and say whatever it is, and it comes off as fact. Maybe somebody who sat in quarterback camp who's now a third stringer. I'd like to play for you, coach.
Yeah.
I'm about to get cut by the second worst team in the league, but I'd like to play for you. It's probably one call from one guy would be my guess.
That's my guess.
Yeah. But, I mean, I can't imagine people are calling up, saying, oh, yeah, I want to come play there. You've got a lame duck stadium situation. You got a terrible team. And, oh, by the way, trade deadline's over.
Yep.
So.
There might be people who want to play for him down the road.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to go there and play this year.
No. And I'm not even sure about down the road. I think if you can't get a job anywhere else, then maybe. But, yeah. Try neutral field Raiders Bills. Ugh. I take the Bills. Yeah.
The Bills at least compete.
Yeah, and they do play defense. They play hard on defense, which is something that the Raiders do not. Oh, boy. All right, so did you see Clayton Kershaw has a new deal with the Dodgers, so people can quit worrying about him being available. 3 year, $93 million.
That's pretty good.
So he'll get $31 a year.
Wow.
With bonuses.
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah, I don't know if he's the Clayton Kershaw that's worth $31 million now, but he's still pretty damn good.
Yeah, I mean,
and
you'd rather have him on your team than not have him, right?
Yeah, and I think, you know, 31, yeah, that's probably about right for a guy who's one of the top two or three pitchers in the league.
It's funny. I keep thinking that the market value is going to go down and for starting pitchers because you've seen – like Tampa had a bunch of success with basically one starting pitcher.
Right.
And you're starting to see these teams go more to just having bullpen games. There are even teams who are trying that in the playoffs. But when you've got an elite guy, you still want to keep that guy around.
According to Ken Rosenthal, under his previous deal, his average salary over the next two seasons would have been $32.5 million. So he gets an extra year, and the average drops to $31 million. But it can grow through incentives. So basically, they gave him a third year for a minuscule amount less over the next two.
Okay.
But incentives that could get him there, get him back to what he was making.
So this was the worst year from an ERA standpoint that Clayton Kershaw has had since 2009, which was his second league in the year.
Yeah.
Or second year in the league. His ERA this year was 2.73.
Is that good?
That's pretty good. It was his second worst in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
So.
And he was actually pretty good in the playoffs for the most part this year, too, which, you know, that's always been a criticism of him. But, yeah, I think he's worth it. I mean, that's to get an extra – you get an extra year of the guy, basically, and he gets a new deal. Everybody's happy. I think that was – and obviously David Price opted back in with the Red Sox, which – well, he didn't opt out, which I think everybody expected. So those are two names that won't be available, which – If I'm Dallas Keuchel's agent, I'm really happy right now because I think that helps his case quite a bit when those two guys aren't on the market. And, yeah, you know, so I think he's going to get paid big time. I guess we're supposed to find out if they tendered Charlie Morton this afternoon. They did not?
They did not.
That's surprising.
Yeah, I would have thought so. I mean, 1 year to bring him back it's easy for me to spend other people's money.
Right.
But I would have liked to have seen them do that. And, you know, you're not committing for more than a year.
Yeah.
But that's too bad. They may re-sign him anyway. He may still want to be here. But that being the case, I think it would have made sense for a one-year deal. But, you know, but then you'll have to deal with an all-new rotation basically in a year because Verlander and Cole both will be up. And you have Morton up. So we'll see. I think they'll be fine. I don't worry too much about what the Astros are going to do in the offseason. They're going to have a really good team again next year and a really good roster.
Joseph asks, Rockets-Nets tonight, who y'all got? Did you at any point in the last couple years think that we'd be getting a who you got tonight, Rockets or Nets question?
No.
That shouldn't even be a question, right?
No, it's not a question.
Rockets favored by 4.5, by the way.
If I'm betting, I'm not betting on the Rockets right now. I'm betting against the Rockets every chance I get. So, yeah, I'll throw a few bucks on the Nets tonight. I mean, this Rockets team, until they show that they can be average, what about them makes you think they should be 4.5-point favorites against anybody?
I don't know. I don't see it.
All right. We are going to take a very quick break. Don't go anywhere. We got a lot to get to. We're broadcasting live from Big City Wings in Spring, the brand new location. Today is the grand opening. All sorts of great specials, all sorts of great alcohol. The wings are fantastic. Come on out. We'll be right back. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Yelling domino, plus nobody I know got killed in
South Central LA. Today was a good day. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. 94.1. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Big City Wings in Spring. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live at Big City Wings in Spring. And people are either betting on my horses or I'm just really smart and picking horses that should not be the odds they are. Because ninth race is 12-1 morning line. He's now 7-1 and was down to 6 at one point. My other horse was 10-1 and he got bet down to 7-2. So I don't know if it's me or the people are just smarter than the morning line guy.
That's possible.
Yeah. So you have a pretty good preview on the fights tomorrow?
Yes. It's so weird. I'm torn because, like, I know that Derek is such a long shot to win.
Yeah.
But it's almost like, you know, it's the perfect upset, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it would be the perfect upset, but it's the kind of upset that can happen. I mean, I feel like if you stuck a gun to my head and said, you have to pick one of these things happening Saturday, Derek upsets Cormier or LSU upsets Alabama, I'm taking Derek.
And what's the money line on LSU?
That's a good question. We'll have to check that. They're probably pretty close.
Yeah, I bet they are.
I'm guessing. And I just think, and of course, I'm rooting for both of them. I'd love to see both of them win. I think it would be cool. I think college football would be a lot more interesting if Nick Saban got taken down a little bit here. As great as Alabama is and as much fun as they are to watch, I'd still like to see them lose. It's a big deal when a team like that loses. And I like LSU. I'd like to see them get it done. But
LSU plus 450.
Yeah.
Derek Lewis plus 550.
I think maybe just because it's a one-on-one situation with a guy with punching power, I still feel like if I had to choose between the two, I would take...
I think I'm with you.
I would take Derek more likely to win than LSU against Alabama.
I don't disagree.
So, Brother Bear asks, any chance the Astros trade for Real Muto and or Goldschmidt? I'd be in those conversations.
I would be too.
You know, I think...
I think letting Brian McCann walk is, you know, step one to that process.
Yeah.
I don't think they look at Maldonado as a full-time starting catcher.
Yeah, he's going to get paid, too.
Yeah, I think so. And I think that, obviously, they now realize that Evan Gattis is not a catcher. I mean, maybe they look to add someone like that and then have Max Stassi cover the rest. I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what their plans are at that position.
Yeah, and that's something they have to make a move at. And McCann was good for what he was, but he's also old.
And I mean,
I wouldn't hate it if they brought him back on a one-year deal for not much money, but I think, you know, who knows how much longer he wants to play. There was some pretty serious erosion in his game over the last couple of years, so I'm sure there's going to be more. But I wouldn't mind having him as a second guy to fill in and sort of your veteran presence.
Right.
I mean, I think he, to me, he probably offers more than Max Stassi, but, you know, I don't know. But the Goldschmidt thing, I hope they're in on that. If Arizona's serious, I would – there's nobody in that farm system I wouldn't
– Careful.
I know. I just say
– Because that's what you have to think about. If you want Paul Goldschmidt, it's going to cost you at least one elite prospect.
Yeah.
So I'm talking about
– And you're also going to have a deal with him
yeah.
before you make that trade. You're not going to give up your top prospect for him. For a one-year rental, but
although even then, I wouldn't think it's the craziest thing in the world to do that because this is a team built to win right now.
Yeah.
So even if you do give up your best prospect for a one-year rental, which we've seen happen, the Cubs did it for Aroldis Chapman, and you know what? They won the World Series, so they don't feel bad that they don't have that prospect anymore.
Yeah.
You know. So
do you miss any of the guys they traded for Verlander?
Not one. Because they won a World Series.
Yeah.
I mean,
do you even remember who they were?
No.
I mean, that's the thing.
They're just guys.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
How do you think they made out in that Garrett Cole trade?
They did just fine.
I'm just curious what you think of that one.
So, yes, I'm sure this will be just like people still bring up Bregman to me with Chris Sale. If you have to give up Forrest Whitley or Kyle Tucker.
Ah, that's the number one pitching prospect in all of baseball.
Okay. If you have to give one of those guys up to get Paul Goldschmidt, I would do it without even thinking, without hesitation. Because I know Paul Goldschmidt's an MVP caliber player.
Yeah.
I don't know what either of those other guys are ever going to be. You know what I saw out of Kyle Tucker last year in the major leagues? Not good. Not good.
No.
And obviously, I think he can get better. But the question is, can he be better than Paul Goldschmidt? If I were a betting man, I'd say no.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's maybe a 10% proposition that, yeah, he will be.
Yeah, but then you also have to take into account the team control and the age and everything else.
But if you can win a World Series, you don't care about that other stuff.
No, I mean, I'm with you. But I think that I'd certainly be having those conversations. And you know, you may get outbid. But I would still try. So, he's a media critic asking, what about the Hader trade with Milwaukee? He wasn't that great when he was here. I mean, he's turned into a hell of a pitcher.
Yeah. I mean,
that happens. And, you know, so because of that, you don't make any deals?
Right.
You know, you're going to lose on some of those. It's going to happen. But, you know, again, what about the Tigers trade for Verlander? Is there a single guy you look at now and say, we shouldn't have done that?
No.
You won a World Series. And you got the guy for another year. You're going to have 3 years of Justin Verlander, who I think is certainly one of the best guys that you'd want at the front end of a playoff rotation, in addition to what he does in the regular season. So, yeah, I mean, you can bring up the misses as much as you want, just like we could start bringing up where Luno's missed in the draft.
If your biggest
miss, it's real easy to do.
If your biggest miss is on a middle relief or late relief pitcher, okay.
Well, they missed on Ken Giles. That was a miss.
Yeah.
And they traded a lot to get him. But, you know, and I think going back, talking about the drafts, I still think taking Appel over Bryant was a mistake, and I think a lot of people thought that at the time. But, again, you don't know what these guys are going to develop into.
Is Ken Giles a total miss? Because, I mean, basically
– You got Osuna for
You
him.
Got Osuna. Yeah. So, yeah. I mean
– I don't think so.
No. And, honestly, Ken Giles is still a good player. We saw that the rest of his year in Toronto.
Yeah.
He just – he was struggling in a non-save situation role, and Toronto just said, okay, well, we're not going to put him in that role. So
yeah, 602 says he'd absolutely trade Tucker for Goldschmidt.
Yeah.
Well, you know what you're getting. And, again, I think a lot depends on what you think your roster makeup is going to be next year. Clearly, they're going to have to do something with the starting pitching. But you've got two damn good guys to start with. And if you could add a player like that, I think you're – you know, that could have the same kind of impact that J.D. Martinez did for the Red Sox. Because that guy elevates your entire lineup. And, yeah, I would love to see that. To me, that's the best name out there if he's available.
Right.
There's mixed reports on that. And obviously, if you can get a really good catcher, that's great too. But, you know.
You talk about protection also. I mean, if your lineup is like, you know, Springer, Bregman, Altuve, Goldschmidt, I mean, that's.
And that's the thing. Now you've got yet another bat that they can't pitch around. And, you know, assuming Correa gets back to where he was supposed to be, and Bregman keeps being Bregman, and Altuve's, you know, Altuve, and you get a George Springer who's somewhere between what you got last year and the year before, it's a damn good lineup,
yeah, man. All right, guys, you know what else is a damn good lineup? The lineup at Foam Hinge. Yeah, that's this Sunday, November 4th, gates at 1:30, music at 2. Carbach hosting the second annual Foam Hinge event at the brewery. Hosted by Eddie Trunk, this year's lineup's gone international. They got rock acts from Australia, the UK, Canada, and the US. The lineup, Texas Flood, The Sweet, Red Fang, April Wine, and Wolf Mother headlining. Tickets just $23 in advance, $30 at the door. You can get VIP tickets for $80, which gets you a separate entrance, a VIP area with an optimal view of the show, indoor restroom, 3 beers of your choice, access to some special tappings, a meet and greet with Eddie Trunk, and a fantastic buffet from Carbach Restaurant and Patio, which we all know is out of this world. Go to carbachbrewing.com to get your tickets today. Stop by that restaurant anytime and taste some of that amazing food and have a beer while you're at it. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for all the details. And pick up your favorite Carbach beer today or ask your bartender this weekend to please make it a Carbach.
To the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.